Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. Coronary artery bypass surgery is one of the most common and most profitable procedures performed in hospitals today. This is why hospitals build what Dr. Esselstyn refers to as cardiac cathedrals to meet the ever-growing demand. The only problem is that for most people, the procedure is useless, and this has been shown to be the case in major studies that have examined this issue over a period of many years and confirmed in a recent study published online in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, in this study, 1,212 patients were enrolled between 2002 and 2007. To qualify, the patients had to have coronary artery disease, an ejection fraction of less than 35%, and they had to qualify for bypass surgery. They were randomly assigned to bypass surgery and medical therapy, or just medical therapy alone, and the outcome measured was death from any cause. There was no significant difference in outcomes, meaning survival, between those who had bypass surgery versus those who did not. Those who had bypass surgery had a slight advantage in terms of hospitalizations or death due to cardiovascular disease, but overall mortality did not change as a result of the bypass surgery. And then a second study using the same subjects, also published online in the same issue, found that commonly used imaging tests were ineffective for determining which patients should undergo surgery. So the test to determine eligibility and the procedure itself fairly useless, according to this and many other studies. Now, these studies are important. I don't think, however, they're going to change the direction of the practice of cardiology. There's just too much money to be made, and as Dr. Esselstyn says, the cardiac cathedrals have to be paid for. But perhaps if we continue to educate the general public, they'll pay attention and just stop agreeing to useless tests and procedures and do what does work, which is change the diet. And Dr. Esselstyn's website is heartattackproof.com, because even with serious coronary artery disease and a history of procedures and drugs and progressing disease, diet will arrest and even reverse the condition in almost everybody. So we have something that works, we just don't promote it because it doesn't generate the funds that have to pay for the cardiac cathedrals. I love that term. That's all for now, and have a great day.